So we were saying that Rabbi Yitzchak was in near Moscow, and for a while before he went to this place, he stayed at his house, of someone's house, and this person's son is talking about Rabbi Yitzchak, and he said, the kesher between Rabbi Yitzchak, the connection that Rabbi Yitzchak had through the hundreds of people that went through this guy, my father's house, this guy is saying.
Wasn't he the chief rabbi of Moscow?
Who, yeah. So the son of the chief rabbi of Moscow is talking. It continued also when Rabbi Yitzchak left the area. In 1941, Rabbi Yitzchak left the area. He fled. They fled to Tashkent. All the way in the east of Russia, southeast. Near Persia, far away.
That was because they were bombing. The Germans were bombing.
Also, it was easier to be a Jew over there. Easier. Tashkent Pratid, we met him. Again, and I tried always to keep kesher with him, the connection with him. And we reached Tashkent, he remembers. So our family was working in a factory, and that's where we lived, and that's where we did Shabbos, that's where we did Chagim. When Pesach came, we planned on staying in the factory. Some Jews sent us, this guy is saying the story, the son of the chief rabbi. Some Jews sent us wine and matzahs. But we knew that that's how we get out Pesach, Leila Seder, just because wine and matzah in the factory. We want to keep Shabbos, we want to keep Yom Tov, like Chag HaCherut, like a really Jew has to keep it. And I did a lot of efforts to search for a Haredi Jewish family that I could trust the kashos and I could eat by them, so it could be in the holy Chag, feel a little bit of this purity of the feeling, atmosphere. And I felt when I was with my father and stuff. So I went over to this guy, his name was Mordechai Sirota, to ask him if he could help. Immediately when I went into Mordechai's house, I was surprised to see Rav Levi Yitzchak was sitting over there. I was so happy to meet Rav Levi Yitzchak again. And my heart told me that I came to the right place. Rav Levi Yitzchak already will set me up with a nice Seder. I didn't need too many explanations to say anything. Rav Levi Yitzchak understood me, as if he already understood, already felt me. And he said, "Oh, why don't you join us for Leila Seder?" Of course, I said, "Yeah, thank you so much." I didn't imagine that my desires, my will will be fulfilled so quickly, faster than I even thought. I cannot describe, and I cannot imagine, speak out the pleasure that we had. He's saying the story. He was crying. Hamash, this person, I never had such a wonderful Seder ever. The spirit of holiness. A purity that was in the house, even in those dark days when the Sitra Achra was outside doing Fayot, saying the Haggadah and the whole, everything was such an excitement. Breslev, they scream out the Haggadah and everything. And Mashal, I felt like I'm in Yerushalayim, and not under the Russian boots, looking right to destroy us, and singing in the terms of Rabbeinu and everything, and the merit to be with Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Seder. It was such a davar nifla. It's hard to describe my feelings from those wonderful two Seder nights, the Chutzlaretz, yeah, that are still irremarkable in my heart. Shkayech.